Hi there, this is Sally L. Cordy, and I am the host of Vaccine Free America, but I am the guest host this evening for Ingrid Castle's Immunize Wisely. My guests this evening will be Dr. Betty Martini, the world's foremost authority on aspartame, and a gentleman she's introduced me to, Stephen Fox, who is embroiled in something very interesting that she wanted him to have the opportunity to get on air and promote. So I welcome Stephen Fox, who I believe is our first caller.
Thank you very much. This is a great honor and privilege to announce some of these matters on your radio network. I very much appreciate it. Very little of what I'm going to say has been covered by any American media, a few radio stations, not one single newspaper. And at the outset, to introduce myself, I'm an art dealer and a consumer protection activist here in Santa Fe. And then the last year, I've taken up the effort of opening a branch of the United Nations in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and not the same UN that's in New York, which is bureaucrats and diplomats, well-meaning, devoted to preserving the peace, but we're going to do things differently in Santa Fe. I have a lot of material to cover, and I would hope no one would mind me reading what I'm about to send to the International Court of Justice as further filings against to prosecute Donald Rumsfeld and William Henry Gates and Melinda Gates for genocide. I want to say at the outset, I'm going to say it at the end, if you have any questions or you want to determine the status of these judicial requests of the two international courts at the United Nations, please look up the phone number for Her Majesty the Queen of Denmark, Margareta II, His Majesty the King of Spain, Felipe VI, the 16th Yang di Pertuan Agong, which means His Majesty the King of Malaysia, Hassan al-Bolkiah, the Sultan of Brunei, the spokesman for the International Court for Criminals, and Philippe Gauthier, the Belgian registrar at the International Court of Justice, and finally, the registrar for the International Court, Criminal Court, who hails from Britain, where Bill Gates in 2016 patented his weaponized coronavirus. So, what I'm going to say, and it's a great honor to me to be able to share it with you, as follows. In view of the cruel, anonymous scale of genocide perpetrated by William Henry Gates III and Melinda Gates with the concurrence of USA's President Obama fiscally at 70% and USA's President Donald Trump at 30% fiscally, who both signed off on USA's, quote, National Institutes of Health, unquote, contracts to weaponize Gates' patented in Her Majesty's London Patent Office, the Gates coronavirus, cooperating with his plan to remove 10 to 15% of the human population, which, as they determined, was acceptable and to be desired, plus the less obvious genocide of Donald Rumsfeld in his profiteering both aspartame slash formaldehyde as artificial sweetener, plus his all of his vaccine corporate profiteering, swine flu, Gilead, etc. Both of the above cases, now in the purview of the International Criminal Court, must be henceforth bifurcated or separated. However, here in this submission, they are discussed together because I, the litigant, is from the USA, as are the three defendants named above. My goal here, again, is what I asked of the International Court of Justice several months ago, that it issue an injunction to Gates to stop his genocide in African nations and in the other jurisdictions, which include all the nations in which deaths have resulted from Gates' weaponized virus actually occurred, and two, an administrative order to the commissioner of the USA's Food and Drug Administration to rescind approval for aspartame/methanol/formaldehyde/embalming fluid as a USA artificial sweetener back in 1981. The International Court of Justice declined to take the first requested action because I, the litigant, am not a nation. They deal with nation-to-nation court cases. So therefore, it became incumbent upon me to issue my own order to Gates to stop the killing of Africans. So I delivered this order by telephoning his media journalist line, that is, at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The next day, he announced to the media that, quote, wealthy nations have nothing to worry about from COVID deaths. Only the poor nations should worry about that. A few days later, Gates stated because of his drinking numerous Diet Cokes over the years that, quote, his judgment had been impaired. Rumsfeld's response to being informed by KSFR, that's in Santa Fe, news director, radio station in Santa Fe, news director Thomas Trowbridge, that he was in under the scrutiny of the prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Fatou Bensouda, former Gambian Minister of Justice. His foundation spokesman took several days to determine that they had, quote, no comment. The same response from the Gates Foundation. A few days later, through the USA Secretary of State, Michael Pompeo, former congressman from Kansas, Rumsfeld responded again that he was freezing the USA bank accounts of Prosecutor Bensouda and Lesotho's Fakiso Motsochoko, the international lawyer who designed the International Criminal Court and built it in 2002, ostensibly because they had been talking to unnamed Afghan, quote, terrorists, unquote, a pure and obvious Rumsfeldian concoction of accusations to shield himself from the growing international perceptions of his having unleashed the 1981 Rumsfeld's plague from aspartame/methanol/formaldehyde/embalming fluid, an FDA-approved artificial sweetener, whose approval was then rubber-stamped by 120 more nations. Why? Because the USA's Food and Drug Administration is perceived by many nations as the strictest in the world, and with the very highest standards, quote-unquote. An evaluation error which has permanently damaged the RNA in hundreds of nations, causing irreparable harm and killing hundreds of millions of people. Because the patenting and FDA approval for aspartame originated in the USA, with precursor designs for such a sweetener in Germany in the 1940s, according to recently released East German secret police files, or Stasi, and because of the USA's welcome to several German Nazi chemists from IG Farben, the corporate antecedent of Bayer, now Monsanto Bayer, and because of the need to stop the carnage from continuing, I made detailed 25-page requests to 24 different, several different chief USA federal judges, including the first and foremost, the chief federal judge of Maryland, because Maryland is the state that has both the FDA and Fort Detrick, the center for much of the USA's bioweapons research, which is where Donald Rumsfeld found his Pentagon-approved physician willing to approve aspartame/methanol/formaldehyde/embalming fluid as an FDA-approved artificial sweetener. Hayes was put in charge, thus, of 30% of the U.S. economy in the form of manufactured foods and pharmaceuticals as a special favor to the just-sworn-in USA President Ronald Reagan, for which Hayes was, how shall we put it, his death was hastened because he knew too much, quote unquote, a matter which must be adjudicated given the USA's propensity to sweep such things under the rug and keep them covered up. And certainly the International Criminal Court could ask these questions in Rumsfeld's coming trial. Actually, any competent judge should in an instant determine that corporations selling aspartame formaldehyde embalming fluid as an artificial sweetener in 16,000 USA manufactured food products and 10,000 USA plus pharmaceutical products is so very wrong, and that they're hiding behind the FDA approval to do so must be ended by the International Court of Justice with revoked patents for all nations and instructions to the FDA that they must communicate to all 193 nations that aspartame is no longer approved. This is well within the International Court of Justice's advisory capacities. I ask this court, the International Court of Justice, to do so, as well as request James Bredar, the Chief Federal Judge of Maryland, USA, to order the FDA that it communicate its error over the past 39 years at the behest of Donald Rumsfeld to the heads of state of all 193 nations, stopping and ending once and for all Rumsfeld's plague is the goal here. The ongoing and irreparable harm to RNA and DNA in hundreds of millions of people. The International Criminal Court, the ICC, can turn its focus from prosecuting African individuals and Balkan individuals to three of the worst USA genocidists of the 20th century and beginning of the 21st century, Donald Rumsfeld and Bill and Melinda Gates. They must be formally charged with genocide, and the pretrial phase now brought to an end, but continuing with the subpoena of their records, videotapes of their many statements, their depositions, and those of heads of state in Africa from Tanzania, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Kenya, Eritrea, Djibouti, Cameroons, and others, as well as the Ethiopian director of the now Gates-owned pandemic genocidal vehicle, the former World Health Organization, as well as the health ministers of Spain, Italy, and India, who can describe in detail the efforts by World Health Organization officials to not allow autopsies to be conducted on the bodies of so-called COVID victims, and other relevant officials who wish to be friends of the court, of the two United Nations courts in The Hague. I have only presented the rudiments of these two cases with the hope that the three USA defendants are not part of a larger plan by a consortium of heads of state in 193 nations that killing 600 million to 1 billion people, as Gates announced in 2015 in the videotaped TED Talks, is acceptable, and that the 1948 Rome Convention to prevent genocide, the Nuremberg trials of 1946, and the UN tribunals in Rwanda and Cambodia have all suddenly become meaningless in 2020. United Nations playtime games that are for show only, with no power or force, moral, political, legal, intellectual, or military to back them up, so that the three U.S. genocidal schemes by Gates and Rumsfeld can be continued unabated. And therefore, become part of the USA's larger plan and even the United Nations 2030 developmental goals to regimentalize and microchip billions of future slaves to force women to obtain, quote, certificates of permissible pregnancy, unquote, and continue the vaccinations of young children for mumps, measles, diphtheria, etc., whose adjuvants include mercury / thimerosal, aluminum, and formaldehyde, bringing about a cascade of more autism and developmental injuries and more experiments by USA's military medical industrial complex, leading toward the ultimate crime and absurdity, that of a chromosomally impossible vaccine for a weaponized virus that was patented in the United Kingdom by William Henry Gates and the Perbright Institute, patent number WO2016-012793A1. I'm going to say that again. WO2016-012793A1 from Her Majesty's Patent Office, which has now reached even further illegal proportions with a newspaper owned by Jeff Bezos, The Washington Post, touting the patriotic need for volunteers to step forward to be tested for the new vaccine inoculations so that millions of investors having invested billions of dollars from Wall Street, can make enormous profits from their having invested so much in Gates' planned 2015 announced death of billions by vaccinations. This same Washington Post editorial has become further spread by parroting USA mainstream media, like our own Santa Fe New Mexican here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, the oldest newspaper in the West, onto more editorial pages, so that millions are led to their deaths like the very few trusting European Jews that voluntarily boarded trains and cattle cars for Auschwitz, Treblinka, Sobibor, and Dachau, and the others. Those who lined up for flu shots each year in the USA or for trying out USA's vaccines for this ghastly pandemic are no different than those wanting to board the trains to Auschwitz. Or the zero number of Tibetan Buddhists and Uyghur Muslims wanting to be put in the concentration camps and re-education centers in Tibet like Drapchi, Mao Wang, Karze, and Shigatse, and in the huge prisons China has built for tens of millions of Uyghur Muslim people in northwest China. Once again, to determine the status of these judicial requests of the International Courts of the United Nations, the listener, I encourage you to write to Her Majesty the Queen of Denmark, Margarita II, His Majesty the King of Spain, Felipe VI, the 16th Yang Dipertuan Agong of Malaysia, and Hassanal Bolkiah, the Sultan of Brunei, the spokesman for the International Court for Criminals, and Philippe Gauthier, the Belgian Registrar for the International Court of Justice, and the Registrar for the International Criminal Court, who hails from Britain, where Bill Gates patented his weaponized coronavirus in 2015. To conclude, that's what I'm sending to the International Court of Justice. I'm going to go back to 2005. I sent a copy of Russell Blaylock's brilliant book called Excitotoxins to Prince Charles. And I am certain that he found a member of Parliament from Wales, he's the Prince of Wales, to say the following in the lower house, the House of Commons. His name was Roger Williams. He was a member of Parliament from Radnorshire. And this statement was signed by 47 members of the lower house. That this house expresses deep concern over the numerous independent toxicological studies and thousands of subjective reports attesting to the toxic effects of the artificial sweetener aspartame on human health, noting that aspartame, once patented as a biochemical warfare agent, is the synthetically produced methyl ester of a dipeptide, which is readily broken down in the gut to release methanol. And further notes that in naturally occurring foodstuff, methanol is not released into the body or present together with natural defense mechanisms that might mitigate its toxic effects, and then recognizes that methanol is a well-known poison and is further converted into formaldehyde, a class A carcinogen, according to that former World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, accepts that several health concerns occur from the gradual accumulation of formaldehyde in the body, which cannot be excreted, including leukemia and nasopharyngeal cancer in humans, and acknowledges that of the 166 studies conducted on aspartame safety deemed relevant to humans, 92% are of independently sponsored studies identified one or more problems with aspartame safety, whereas industry sponsored studies found unanimously in favor of aspartame safety, and urges the government, the UK government, to abide by the precautionary principle and make use of statutes 13 and 16 of the 1990 Food Safety Act to remove aspartame from the permitted list of additives on the UK market. 47 members of the lower house signed it, but Williams was gaveled down. And Elizabeth Sachs Coburg Gottes, that is to say, Her Majesty Elizabeth II, her government, as well as that House of Lords, those lords, made no effort to rescind the approval for aspartame, as if they wanted all of these terrible effects to continue to harm millions, hundreds of millions of people, now fully recognized by millions as Rumsfeld's plague. So last thing I want to bring up, and I'm going to turn it over to Betty because she can, to Dr. Martini because she can point out further specific things about how Rumsfeld got this approved by overturning the Board of Inquiries and the FDA. I want to just say one thing. Just recently, the USA has announced that the Los Alamos National Laboratories, where the atom bomb and hydrogen bomb were developed, are going to produce 30 plutonium warhead triggers a year, increasing that number by 2026. And this 30 plutonium triggers per year means the USA is planning an all-out thermonuclear war against unknown, unseen, unspecified enemies. So what can you do? What can you do to help these matters? And this is the very last thing I'm going to say, and I'm hoping Betty can expand on this, Dr. Martini, that is. Write a letter to Mike Pompeo, 2201 C Street. He's the USA Secretary of State. And ask him to rescind the approval for aspartame because of the furor that's going on, the anger in other nations that this product is still on the market. Unfortunately, Donald Trump is a victim of aspartame poisoning, as have all the USA presidents since Donald Rumsfeld forced it through in 1981. Remember how Ronald Reagan got Alzheimer's from those jelly beans that Rumsfeld gave him. And also write to USA's Kelly Kraft, who is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and demand both of them cooperate with international efforts to get this horrible poison off the market. Then finally, not one single word about Gates or Rumsfeld being in the International Criminal Court has appeared in one American newspaper. So please call a few or as many as you possibly can, newspaper publishers and your favorite news media, and ask them to do so, because to keep this silent is terrible. Hello? Well, that's what I have to say, and I'm more than happy to. I'd like to hear what Dr. Martinez says, because she's been in touch all these years. You know, between the two of us, 20 years for me and 30 years for her, we have devoted a half a century of work, night and day, to correct Donald Rumsfeld's horrific regulatory coup at the 1981. For what? So that he could make $12 million as a tip from G.D. Searle? I mean, it's unspeakable. This has got to come to an end. And it truly is Rumsfeld's plague. I believe Dr. Martini originated that term. And so we need your help to get this done. Dr. Martini, are you on the line?
Hi there. I have, we're having a little bit of difficulty. The power went out in Betty's neighborhood exactly at 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, that's typical planning. I'm happy to carry on for her. You know, she's been subjected to the most merciless harassment by Coca-Cola and I think paid employees of Donald Rumsfeld. They've tapped her phone. They've blocked her emails. For some reason, I've been spared that. I don't know why. I've been lucky, I guess.
Well, she told me that the entire neighborhood went dark.
Well, you see, that's well within
that's
the planning.
That's pretty amazing.
That's well within the capacity and planning of the largest corporation in Atlanta, which is the Coca-Cola. And that's well within their capacity to take out a whole neighborhood's power. And I'll be happy to carry on as best I can.
Well, go ahead while we try to figure this out. I'd appreciate it, Stephen.
Yeah. I will say that one thing Dr. Martini and I discussed were the symptoms that the United States Food and Drug Administration recognizes. This is what the FDA recognizes from the consumer complaints that have been sent in to them. The most notable one statistically is headaches. And this list was compiled from 1981 to 1995, and it was ended during the Clinton administration. And the list is as follows: headache, dizziness, problems with balance, changes in mood quality or level, vomiting and nausea, abdominal pain and cramps, changes in vision, diarrhea, seizures, convulsions, memory loss, fatigue, other neurological problems, rash, sleep problems, hives, changes in heart rate, itching, changes in sensation, numbness or tingling, grand mal seizures, local swelling, change in activity, level difficulty, changes in activity level, difficulty breathing, oral sensory changes in menstrual patterns, other skin, other localized pain and tenderness, other urogenital change in body temperature, difficulty swallowing, other metabolic joint and bone pain, impairment, speech impairment, gastrointestinal chest pain, muscular skeletal pain, fainting, sore throat, cardiovascular change in taste, difficulty with urination, respiratory change, edema, changes in hearing, abdominal swelling, changes in saliva, petit mal seizures, nocturnal changes in thirst and water intake, changes in body weight, unconsciousness and coma, wheezing, constipation, other extremity pain problems with breathing, bleeding, unsteady gait, problems with bleeding, unsteady gait, coughing blood, glucose disorders, blood pressure, changes in skin and nail coloration, changes in hair and nails, excessive phlegm production, sinus problems, simple partial seizures, hallucinations, any lumps, present shortage of breath on exertion, evidence of blood in stool or vomit, dysmenorrhea, dental problems, change in smell, death. How's that for a symptom? The ultimate symptom, death. Other blood and lymphatic eczema problems, complex partial seizures, swollen lymph nodes, hematuria, shortness of breath due to position difficulties with pregnancy, developmental retardation, change in breast size or tenderness, anemia, change in sexual function, change in sexual function, shock, conjunctivitis, dilating eyes. What a list, eh? 1995 was cut off by the Clinton administration. They said, we've heard enough, but they didn't bother to take aspartame off the market. They certainly could have. So there's no way that the USA president could take aspartame off the market. But if you write to Mike Pompeo, he's the U.S. Secretary of State and third most powerful person in the executive branch, there's a chance he could. I've made the same suggestion to his, same recommendation to his executive personal assistant named Timothy Davis to this effect about 3 weeks ago. He listened very carefully and was supposed to call me back, but they didn't call me back. So that means, I guess, no. But if more Americans took the time to write to Secretary Pompeo, because this is becoming an international problem, let me assure you that much of what I just read you is and has and will be sent to a vast number of UN ambassadors.
Okay, I want to thank Stephen Fox. You're listening to Immunize Wisely, and we will return momentarily.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is Immunize Wisely. My name is Sally L. Cordy. I'm guest hosting this evening, and Dr. Betty Martini finally got through. She is the world's foremost authority on aspartame, and I want to thank Stephen Fox for reading that document, and we will be discussing that in a little bit. So welcome, Betty. Tell us what happened.
Okay. Thank you, Sally. Well, we got started a little bit late because all of a sudden the lights went out, the power went out, nothing was working, and even when we got the phones back on, it made noises. It's don't actually know what was going on, but in any event, we're here, and I'm delighted to be on your program, and I'm sorry I didn't get to introduce Stephen Fox. You hear that buzz in the background? Something's still going on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Betty. I heard a glitch, but I didn't hear buzzing.
Okay.
Yes, well, Stephen Fox filled the first half hour admirably with very important information. Maybe you would like to discuss that with him now.
Let's see, is Stephen on? Okay, we've got it straightened out now.
Is Stephen
still
with us?
I think that it all goes... I don't think Stephen's...
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Oh, great. Well, Stephen, how about if I introduce you? Because Stephen is an unusual person. He is not only a Santa Fe businessman, but he is Mission Possible, New Mexico. And he's the one who wrote both of the bills to ban aspartame out of Hawaii and out of New Mexico. And he is the founder of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And if I could think of
founder of other United things, Nations I Santa Fe.
United Nations Santa Fe. And if I could think of some more things, he never stops. And that's the way you know Stephen Fox. But it's always doing things for consumer power to help people to get their rights, to help them against vaccine, to help them against aspartame, to help anything they're hurting them against. Stephen is there trying to help. So I'm glad to have you on with me. And actually, what I was going to talk about was the aspartame issue. And I think that if I were to ask anybody who owns aspartame, I bet you the first person would answer me would say G.D. Searle. Exactly the very point at which aspartame arose may be not be known, but the company that did the little bit that you hear people talking about getting their finger sweet, actually was a cigarette, was the Imperial Chemical Company. And then G.D. Searle bought that and included the three people that were making this products, and they would have been Dr. Robert Mazur, James Slater, Arthur Goodkelp, and of course, the G.D. Searle and Imperial Chemical. But then if you read all the many articles about it, like the one of the ecologist that says, what does, sick mice and Donald Rumsfeld have to do with it all? And you read many of the histories of who did what, you will see that aspartame is a Nazi drug, and that it came over here under Operation Paperclip. That's the original point. I want to read you just a part of a letter. It'll give you a little insight that we're dealing with a diabolical poison. I mean, we're not dealing with something that is just bad for you. But this is a letter. She didn't want her name to be used, but I read you part of it. And she says, "Hi, Betty. Here's my brief but possibly significant story. In 2007, when we lived in the general area, I was returning a product that contained aspartame at Walmart. Now, this is somebody here in the United States. She says, I engaged in a conversation about aspartame and with a woman in the return line, and she told me her husband worked at Fort Detrick, where you do biochemical warfare weapons, and that he called immediately to get it out of the house. But the conversation that I had had to do with Berlin is the one that says this, and it's very short but very to the point. And she says, Hi, Betty. Thanks a lot. This is about the most comprehensive documentation I've seen on aspartame, and it's filled quite a few gaps in my knowledge. After the Berlin Wall came down, the then jobless ex-Stasi agents who were selling Stasi files, I got to read the aspartame file, but did not buy it. It all sounded too much over the top, and I thought these files must be faked. Ex-IG Farben scientists now living in the United States continue their work, started under Hitler, for CIA to produce the biological warfare weapon. A voluntary euthanasia program would make people infertile and decimate populations And aspartame plays a part in this. And this is the end of that part of the letter. I let several others go on Aspartame Awareness Month, which, as you remember, was last month. So you can go to RENSE.com and just look for Aspartame Awareness Month, and then you'll be able to pick up that letter and some others as well from some of the informants, including there was one lady who was actually hired to get rid of to fax one copy to France, you know, and then get rid of the others. And they said, well, she wouldn't know what she was looking at. And, of course, her father was a doctor, and he did study since she was a little girl. And she said it killed everything it touched. So that's aspartame. And unfortunately, today, it's got all kinds of known. Adventine, NutraSweet, E951, let's say Candoril, Benevia, Spoonful. They're just constantly, and not only that, there may be Sugar 1 and Sugar 2. And on top of that, and it almost killed me too, was the fact that they are now putting vanillin in food with aspartame. And vanillin in itself is interacts with aspartame, because I sent them the records. When they took a molecule of aspartame and a molecule of vanillin and put them both together and made Adventane, and that ought to be worse than aspartame. And the reason that it's so deadly is because, number one, it's got an aspartic acid in it, and that's an excitotoxin. Then you got a methyl ester that immediately becomes free methyl alcohol. And then you've got phenylalanine, which is why the PKC warning for those who can't metabolize phenylalanine, phenylketonurics. And then the molecule breaks down to diketokiprazine, a brain tumor agent. And if I were to ask you if any one of those were poisons, you would say yes, but just imagine all of them together. Then not only that, but you may have it in your milk. They took the FDA said that they will no longer allow so many products of dairy products with aspartame labeled. You've got it in your pills, and that's what happened to me as soon as they gave me something with vanillin in, and I had a heart attack. And when they kept giving me the product and Lopramil, I think it was, I couldn't walk at all and ended up in some kind of a institution where you can learn to walk for 21 days. So if you're wondering why so many people are dying of so many things, be assured a good percentage of it is aspartame. I think that Stephen read you 92 different products. The interesting thing, though, is the fact that aspartame, the way that it got on the market, it was done absolutely emphatically on purpose to kill. I mean, that's what it is. In fact, Dr.
By Donald Rumsfeld in 1981.
Yes, yes. Exactly. That's exactly what it was done. It's called a killing machine by Dr. Monty. And if you read his book, and I certainly suggest that you do it, just imagine this methanol converting into formaldehyde and then coming down and embalming all of your tissues, you know, and going straight into your bloodstream. Well, that's what aspartame is doing. And in fact, there's a medical text called Aspartame Disease, an Ignored Epidemic, 1,000 pages. And if you want to look up the embalming and the Trocco study, you can. Just look under it for pre-embalming. Because
you better spell Trocco for them. Trocco, T-R-O-C-H-O.
And yes.
I would recommend you mention some of the key medical people, the neurosurgeon, Dr. Russell Blaylock, a few others.
Oh, and, yes.
You know, our goal here really is not just to educate people. Betty's been doing that for 30 years. I've been doing it for 20 years. It adds up to half a century. We're done educating. Now the time is to take this into the federal courts and the international courts and the international courts of opinion, which are, you know, the USA will be the last to ban aspartame. Other nations, you know, educate their people and don't even let it in the country. Some of the nations, the happiest nations in the world, like Denmark and Finland and so on, and other nations in Africa have, you know, at my request even, Uganda, for example, has virtually prevented it from being imported, and similarly in Pakistan.
Romania has banned it.
Yes.
Romania has banned it, as is. But let me show you just, though, how much they didn't care. When you think of a baby being tortured with a body full of formaldehyde, think about this, that when the men at G.D. Searle were having their little memo, this is the last paragraph, and I'll explain it to you. It said, with the spoon for spoon, we have no way of estimating maximum likely abuse, and hence we need to utilize data based on almost complete conversion to DKP. That's dihydrokipurazine, and you heard me mention it, and it caused brain tumors in original studies, and it, even in the Harvard study in human, it caused brain tumors. They knew it from the very beginning, but he said, if we include this, in other words, if we let them know we know, if we include this in the original FAP, we stand a good chance of ending up with nothing in the short run and nothing in the long run, whereas with the other approach would give us something in the short run and quite likely as much as we're ever going to get in the long run. I think it's become very important for us to start the long run. I think it's to get our sweetener into the commercial channels as soon as possible. So, in other words, what they were going to do is see if they could, if they could get nothing, you know, except for dry foods, then they would be willing to accept it. But they, what they wanted to do is to go ahead and get it approved with the brain tumor, so that people taking, you know, you see all these hospitals in St. Jude with babies born from mothers who didn't know. They took the pregnancy warning off and gave birth to baby with those horrible glioblastomas. And you occasionally you'll see one of the politicians die of it, like Dr. McLean, I mean Senator McLean, and the
Edward Kennedy.
Senator Kennedy. That's
Edward
right,
Kennedy.
Edward Kennedy. So you know, they're constantly people of this. So they went ahead, and then they tried to stop them. You know, they said first they tried to indict them. And then when they couldn't indict them, then they went ahead and had a task force. And what the task force said was, you can't believe a word they're saying. Everything is wrong, and they've got tumors and cancers and just the worst imaginable thing you could have said. It was so bad that G.D. Searle actually filed suit against them for letting it on the market. They wanted to take it off the market so the public would not find out how diabolical this terrible chemical was.
Well,
but that goes
can
to
I
show
add,
you.
I want to add something very important that you brought up, just two brief things. You know, when aspartame is heated to 108 degrees, the devolution of it into diketopiperazine is much stronger. And so when the U.S. Unloaded all those pallets of Diet Cokes in Kuwait in the Gulf War, they sat out in the sun and heated to more than 108 degrees. So that's the origin of the Gulf War syndrome. Second, very important to mention that IG Farben, you brought it up, just for those who don't know, even if you've just only seen Schindler's List or read The Diary of Anne Frank, just so you know, IG Farben was the contractor for all the Nazi concentration camps, to get the slave labor, to extract as much slave labor as possible and to kill as many as possible, to take the gold out of their teeth, and fund the Wehrmacht. And so this is real news, and we're not playing around here. With the half a century between us, Dr. Martini and I, we don't have time to just simply educate people. We have to go through the courts and through international heads of state to get it off the market.
Is your property a financial burden?
And it should be that way.
With Stephen Fox and Dr. Betty Martini.
Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Sally L. Cordy. I'm filling in this evening for Ingrid Castle on her program, Immunize Wisely, for republicbroadcasting.org. My guests this evening are Dr. Betty Martini, the world's foremost authority on aspartame, and her guest is Stephen Fox. We're having a conversation now about aspartame. Please continue, Betty.
Okay, you know, he was just at a very, very good point. And some of the things that these things have done to those who were brave and stood out and tried to protect people. You take Dr. Woodrow Mani, who wrote the book. Well, you can get the last chapter free on Rents.com under autism, but in that chapter it tells you that they blew up his house with him in it. And, I mean, he is not the only one that these kind of things have been done to. I mean, take somebody else like Dr. James Bowen, who got Lou Gehrig's disease from it. And they, all kinds of, they put him in a mental hospital first because he was slurring his words from the methanol, and nobody knew what was wrong with him. And then they told him if he didn't be quiet, they'd take away his license, his clinic. They took them both away. Then they told him, keep it up. You may not live, you may get thrown in jail. They threw him in jail for 3 years. You will not find a record because he has no record. They just threw him in jail. And so this is the kind of thing that's been going on. And we, as Stephen said, he's been doing it 20 years. I've been doing it 30 years. I started after retirement. You know, we're getting up in years. So it's one thing about people knowing it. It has to be removed from the market. They're putting more and more on it. It had been a year ago since they put the Advantame on there, and that's the product that half of that molecule gave me a heart attack.
It's not hard for...
Betty, you had told me the most common thing it is that contains aspartame is chewing gum, which of course is very popular among children, and two other products. But you said chewing gum's at the top of the heap. What else is aspartame in?
Okay, well, naturally, it's in all these drinks. And an interesting thing is that they're putting it in unlabeled. They tried to tell me that there was no aspartame in the products I was in. I couldn't move my legs or anything. But as soon as I was home in a wheelchair on oxygen and looked it up on the Internet, there it was, because it's not being labeled on the package. And the also, one time I was in there, and I stopped breathing. And I told the doctor, I said, now, I've told you people about giving me aspartame. I just stopped breathing. He went back and looked, and he says, do you know that every generic gastrointestinal drug in this hospital has got aspartame in it? I mean, we've come to the end of the line.
I have to say one thing in conclusion.
Yeah.
Right. Call up your federal judge, the chief federal judge in your state, and tell him about the 1958 Delaney Amendment, because that's been used as a precedent to take 6 carcinogenic food additives off the market. And this is a precedent that could work for aspartame.
Okay, we're going to have a longer time to talk when we get back. Please wait for these commercials. Thank you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.